The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, I Mean, if I show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof Woof McElroy.
Aw, I'm sweet baby Griffin. What's wrong, Trav?
I just feel like we're in them dog days of summer. You know, we did the live show, and that was great. That was definitely a high point.
Is that the one that people can still... get and watch for $10 if they go to bit.ly/NBA virtual.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
So now I feel like we're in them summer doldrums.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Trav, I don't feel that way at all.
Oh, really?
Sorry, I want to yes and you, but the family pulled in $70 million this weekend, and I am just so fucking stoked for these room lords. Vin, Michelle, Tyrese,
yeah.
Luda. Wait, yeah. Everybody, the
there's
film.
A new Fast and the Furious movie?
Yeah, F9 pulled it in with $70 million, biggest film opening ever during the global pandemic that is still ongoing. Biggest
still
whatever.
Happening. Wow. Fucking Leonard Maltin said, F9's got me feeling fine in his official review of the film. I don't know if the man has passed away or not.
My doldrums are cured.
That's all
now,
it took, huh?
Now, Justin, previously, I believe, back on, maybe it was even as far back as Thursday, I believe it was you who was saying that there was a newspaper in Seattle that did a review of Fast and the Furious 9 and called it the Muppet Babies of the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yes, that is correct, Travis. But that wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't a pejorative.
What does it mean then? I've been thinking about it for 5 days.
Well,
what could it?
Let's just hold on. Wait, this is so important. This is now a F9 watch, and we usually say that at the start, but this has slowly evolved into a F9 watch, and we're here now. Okay, good.
Okay, can I fact check something real quick?
Yes.
Rotten Tomatoes says this is the latest film in the saga, the 9th that is actually the 10th.
What?
Okay. Are we counting Hobbs and Shaw?
Are we counting Hobbs and Shaw? Okay. That's part
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
is part of the saga.
That's part of the saga.
It's canonical.
It's part of the Steven saga.
Honestly, they should just call this one Fast and the Furious 1 because it's the first one that John Felix Anthony Cena is a part of. Welcome to the scene. Jonathan, you beautiful invisible man with your armbands.
Do you think he has a clause in his contract that he can't lose a fight?
Oh, my God. Then what happens when he fights The Rock?
This is what I'm saying. We are working towards a point where The Rock and John Cena and Vin Diesel would get in a fight with each other, all three of them contractually obligated not to lose.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, while I'm looking at these box office results, they got a link to a vid here that says Vin Diesel on the Fast and Furious future. It's not over and we'll be back more formidable than ever. Okay.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Guys, this video is 55 minutes long.
Whoa,
how is that possible?
Awesome.
How did he talk for 55 minutes about the fact that it's not over and we'll be back more formidable than ever? Hey, guys, what's our Muppet Babies?
What does that mean?
No, but here's my thing. What's the Muppet Babies of our franchise? Have we made it yet?
Okay,
what's
our
Muppet Babies?
Here's my thing, though. Okay, we need to define what it means to be the Muppet Babies of something.
Right.
The only way it makes sense to me, and I've been thinking about it for 120 hours, is if Fast and the Furious 9 features scenes of baby Vin Diesel and baby Rock and baby Tyrese and baby Luda and stuff like that. Otherwise, I have no context for what it means to be the Muppet Babies of a franchise.
We use our imaginations. I mean, in that sense, like, I guess the episode of Taz we did where we were all babies and it was based on the Muppet Babies game is probably the Muppet Babies. That's a probably pretty clear one-to-one.
Yeah. Well, there was also Jeffy's Place, the public access show that we did for a while that was mostly puppets. And they all learned lessons about math and how not to, and not cussing.
There were four of the seven episodes in the first season. Four were about not cussing.
Yeah, not cussing. Yeah. And you know what? To be fair, I think probably one of the reasons the show didn't hit was we spent a lot of time explaining what cuss words were.
We had
what they are. Like,
we had deep.
That was a deep dive. Okay, this is now a Jeffy's Place watch.
Yeah.
It used to be a Fanine watch. Now it's a Jeffy's Place watch. Biggest problems with Jeffy's Place. Let's start them off. Let's do start. Top 75 biggest problems with Jeffy's Place. You got to say number one, there was no character named Jeffy.
Correct.
And that created so much confusion.
Right. There's one named Jeffrey, but he was an adult human.
Yeah. Who was not seen. Only referenced.
He was mentioned.
He was like God in that series.
But it was very clearly not his place. People kept saying, like, Jeffrey should get a place of his own.
Yeah,
he comes
over
to our places. It's not Jeffrey's place. It's Jeffy's place.
Yeah,
I would say number two is probably when we insisted on anatomically incorrect puppets. And I don't know exactly what we had in mind. And I think we never settled on it with the art department because the designs of the puppets kept changing every week.
Wildly
and that was probably
different.
Another problem.
Yeah, everybody remembers Huge Huey, and he was just like this weirdly super muscular puppet, and none of the other puppets looked anything like him, and then nobody even made a big deal out of it. It's just people wanted to see a yoked puppet.
We invited
None of the muscles were in the right place either. Which
no,
was
they were all over that. Yeah, it was weird.
We invited Brian Henson over to look at the puppets, and he said, there can't be a shoulder here. Someone, get someone to help. There can't be a shoulder here.
Yeah.
My dad would never allow this.
And he just started screaming, that's not how knees. That's not how knees.
Not how knees. Not how knees.
I would say one major issue is halfway through the first season when the show was tanking, we realized that we could maybe make inroads as having it be like a nice little bit of McGee and Me Christian television magic. And so we sort of pivoted that direction, but also we also said a lot of wrong stuff about the Bible and things, so that, like, saying like God only likes it when you yell, God can't hear you unless you yell your prayers. Like, you remember that episode? That was called God Only Hears You If You Yell Your Prayers. And then we got like some feedback from the Christian council that was like, that's not
what we do.
I still yell my prayers to this day, guys.
You know what? I started
really
letting them
arc on me. What's that, Trev?
Yell them through a trombone. It amplifies it even more.
Yep. Well, you learned that from Jeffy's Place.
Yes, I did.
So, yeah.
I liked, maybe not liked, but I think maybe one of the problems was when we did, yet again, another episode about, like, not consuming household chemicals. And we went into detail about where to find the chemicals.
Right.
And, like, which chemicals might make you imagine weird things. And, like,
which ones taste good, but you still shouldn't. Like, they taste candy-like, but don't, you still really shouldn't.
Yeah, that was probably a misstep.
That was a misfire for sure.
Why did we have to start every episode with a huge title card that said, brought to you by George Soros?
Yeah.
And why did we decide to leave that up for 49 seconds before every episode?
And he didn't give us any money. I don't know why we did that.
He didn't give us any money. It wasn't brought to him by him at all.
It wasn't connected to him in any way. I think we were trying to court him with it. I think like it was
I don't get it.
There was the one episode that was an employee training video for Dairy Queen that he asked us to do, and we were like an episode short, I guess. And so we were like, let's just put up the Dairy Queen video.
That was the best one though.
It was really good. It made a lot of kids cry. But you know, sandwiched between the bad Bible lessons and the Don't Cuss series, just having kids like learn like, and this is how you do the dippers. This is how we keep our sauces warm, etc. Good show, Jeffy's Place. When's that reboot coming back? Let's reboot
it.
And you know what a lot of people don't know? Chris Evans' first job.
Chris Evans' first job was on Jeffy's Place.
We gave that kid a break, and look at him now.
I had my hand buried up Chris Evans' ass for so long, I couldn't tell where I ended and he began.
And that's how he got the job.
Best puppet I ever worked with.
Best
puppet I ever worked with. Chris Evans, not a human.
Not a human.
Sorry,
an anatomically incorrect puppet.
I'm throwing a surprise birthday/anniversary party for my husband at the end of the year, 2 days after I sent an invite to one of his longtime friends, who will call C. Oh, a little intrigue. Ooh. I like we so rarely get that.
Colonel Mustard.
My husband mentioned in casual conversation that he feels he's been drifting away from C. Man, this question is a weird one to start. This is quite an
energy we've begun our
show with. Considering how they've grown apart, he wants to let that relationship die gracefully so he can focus on others.
Hey.
Okay, Trev.
Uh-huh.
Let's put this question together. Okay. Husband has made it clear he wants a clean break from C. C has just sent me an RSVP. We shouldn't have done so many letters.
Yeah.
RSVP for the party. Do I respect my husband's decision and go about the agonizing process of uninviting somebody from a party for no apparent reason? Or do I play dumb and just let C show up? Surprise!
Not that last one. That last one's the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
Because it still happens. When that happens, and it's a bad thing you've done, man. This is a tough one to do because there's two like causes for the dissolution of this friendship, and one is just like grown up stuff. You know, maybe both of you haven't been putting in the effort required to maintain this relationship. Blown off a couple of invitations to things, not responding to a few texts. And then it just kind of slowly decays. And that is salvageable, right?
Yeah.
If it's a situation where C has done something truly heinous and your husband's like, I am done with C, then it's your husband's birthday party. You should do the uncomfortable thing.
Well, I mean, it does say in the question that it's been drifting away. And I don't think if someone was like, yeah, he stole my dog and blew my car up, but I feel like we've been drifting away.
I think
we can pretty much assume. Now, I will say
he Ponzi'd my dad.
Yeah, so I feel like we're growing apart. I would say for me, there's an added level here, which is that just on a personal level, I do not care for surprise parties.
Because
I like to, a part of the exciting thing for a birthday party for me or any kind of party is like looking forward to it and like planning it. I like planning it.
This is feeling irrelevant.
No, I'm getting there. Okay. So here's what I would say. Here's what I would want if I were your husband. Tell your husband about this thing that has happened, this misunderstanding, and then give your husband the option to uninvite themselves from the party. Right?
Oh.
And now it's a surprise on the guests. Right? Oh. Ah, surprise. Oh, my husband's not here.
But yeah,
you
don't
can
do
leave
that.
Your presents on the table.
This is not that. Don't do that. We actually had somebody do that once where there was in college, we were throwing a surprise party for someone, and I found out about it, and she snuck in the back door, like climbed in through the window and jumped in through the kitchen, like, surprise. And everyone looked at her like, you have taken everything from me.
I like that, though. Reclaiming the power of the event.
Yeah, you like that, but nobody else at the party did. And also, the thing about a surprise party is also like, surprise, you're hosting this party. And you need to make sure everybody here is happy.
Yeah.
Fed.
And you don't get to go to bed until we all leave.
Yeah. I think that adult friendships are difficult. I think you reach a certain age and gaining new friendships becomes a million times harder. And so I reach phases in my life where I'm like, I need to start reconnecting with some buds because I ain't making any new ones. And maybe this is an opportunity for that, but I do think you need to like blow the surprise and tell your husband what's happening. Because unless
there's two other things that could happen. One, the show up at the surprise party, and then C shows up and Hudson's like, oh, it's you. And C's like, yeah, I guess. And your husband's like, I get it. I remember. You know what I mean?
Like, you Ponzi my dad, but I still love you.
Like, yeah. I forgive you. And then forgiveness. You know what I mean? Like, it's back. Like, the magic's
who
back.
Who says that? Who says forgiveness? Just they somebody watching?
They both say it at the same time.
Oh, and you know. That's awesome, dude.
And then other people watching kind of like slowly start muttering, like, forgiveness.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. This is just like that one episode of One Tree Hill.
Yeah,
where it's just that, like that one episode. Exactly, literally, this exact.
The other thing that can happen is C shows up and your husband looks at you like, huh? And you look at your husband, you mouth the words, clean kill. I'm not going to let you let it die gracefully through neglect. I brought him here because I want you to end this just fucking put the bolt right in its brain in this relationship in front of.
Yeah.
End it. Clean kill.
Hey, everyone. I fucking hate this guy. Happy birthday.
Surprise.
You don't have to do that. No, you don't have to do that. It could just be, hey, everybody, I don't feel as close to this guy as I used to, and I don't think that they're necessarily worth keeping tabs on, and I don't want to feel anything when they die. So I'm just going to go ahead and do clean break.
And I think if C and I are both being honest, neither one of us has been putting the energy into this, so this has just become a wake for our friendship.
Oh, P.S. Pizza rolls are coming out in 3. Make sure you save some room.
I put them in not knowing you all were here just because I wanted pizza rolls. I hope that there's enough for everybody.
And if you feel like you do need to choose between me and C, just remember which one of them's got pizza rolls. Psst, it's me. It's me. The real one.
Your real friend.
Your real friend.
It's my birthday, so pizza roll to stay with me. You promised you'd never leave.
Can we stroll down that yellow brick road to go and visit the Wizard of the Cloud?
Sorry, you said Wizard of the Cloud again.
Yeah, no, that's
this
what...
This show is going to become inaccessible, please. Can't make it less accessible than it is currently to new listeners.
There's a Wizard,
the Wizard of the Cloud.
No, Travis. Okay. Hey, Travis, actually, you fucking don't... I don't know why you thought you got to do... Maybe because you love doing the Wizard voice. Yeah, okay.
Not a bad wizard voice.
It's offensive, actually, because not every wizard sounds like that. Some wizards are just like, what's up? Abracadazap. Mazookity-zoo.
No problem.
No problem. Not a big deal. You know what?
That's fair.
Oosh, I'm spelling here.
Hey, get out of my way. Zip, zap, zap.
Kadoosh, it's me, the Wizard of the Cloud. I'm spelling over here.
Hey, guys, it's me, the Wizard of the Cloud.
Kadoosh. All right, we're all doing auditions. This is fun.
So this one was sent in by Gab. Thanks, Gab. And it's a WikiHow article that is titled "How to Make Your Cousin Jealous," which is awesome. I got a lot of cousins, and they've been riding a little too high on their horses, and so I want to just sort of know. I want to let them know sort of what the pecking order is. Just a quick reminder. A lot of these steps are just about sort of empowering yourself. Like always, look your best. That's good in general.
Yeah, but that's a good way to make the world jealous.
Yeah, but especially your fucking cousin who thinks they're so cool. There's another step here that says improve yourself and your life, which I feel like I would need several other WikiHow articles to get. That's also a
lot of work.
Yeah.
Why isn't one of the options in there lie?
That would be a much shorter list, huh? I think it would be easier to lie than 3, succeed in life. 4, focus on school to do a good job in it.
Ugh.
What cousin is like, yeah, let me check those grades though, dum-dum. What? A's and B's? Shit.
Damn it.
Become better than them at something.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
This says if you realize your cousin likes to paint, why not take up painting too? Practice hard and long until you become better than your cousin. So, Mr. McRoy, your gallery opening is a smash hit. Do you remember what it was that first drew you to your aesthetic eye? Yeah, my fucking cousin was talking like crazy shit. And so I decided to become better at them than painting. And that's why I made him open up a gallery next door that's little and full of his shitty art. And I make everybody go from my awesome art building into his awesome shitty art building. Make more friends from school. Maybe even date someone.
Whoa. Okay.
How'd you meet mom? My cousin was thinking they were really hot shit. And so be more mature, such as being more alert, smarter, and acting older than they do.
That came a little late in the list for me, I think. Because like a lot of this has been full journeys of self-improvement based off of competition and jealousy. And then the list is like, hey, grow up.
Grow the fuck up. If you do that, the rest of the list doesn't matter because you will stop worrying about making your cousin jealous. 8, be positive. 9, don't let him or her boss you around. 10, if an adult asks you and your cousin to do something, do it. Awesome. Damn, you're fucking cool, cuz. Shit.
You really did the dishes. Damn it.
Damn it. I thought I was awesome, but you're over there mopping because mama told you to. Shit.
This is, so far this list boils down to how to make your cousin jealous. Be better than them.
Yeah.
Right? That's the obvious, right? Put the work in. Got it. I want the shortcuts. It's my cousin. I see them 3 to 4 times a year. I don't need to really do this. I just got to show up at Christmas looking better with a fine partner on my arm and say, I have 2 Nintendo Switches. Right? That's all.
Well, step 11 is a real shortcut. It's just act strong.
Ooh.
Act strong.
That's a good year.
If you were to boil down all the advice that we have ever given on this program,
yep.
In the end, if you had to keep parsing and dividing, and eventually you would get to act strong.
Act strong.
Act strong.
Yeah.
Don't be strong.
Act strong.
Act strong.
Now, what I like about that is that that could be a personality thing, right, where you're showing strength of character, but it could also be that you've, like, bought some inflated dumbbells that look like real dumbbells, and you're pretending to, like, curl them, and it's nothing.
And you wear, like, one of those onesies with the big belt, getting canes.
Oh, yeah.
I did that. I directed a Superman musical once, and we had an inflatable chair on stage for this one part where Superman was really upset to demonstrate his strength, and then he picked up the chair, and every night, that kid would just throw the chair off the stage, and it left me thinking, Superman would never throw his armchair through his house.
That's true.
I don't know why he's decided to add this in. I don't approve of this improv. And every night, I'd ask him not to, but every night, the spirit of Superman would tell him it's time to throw his chair off the stage.
act strong, it goes on to say, if your cousin teases you, makes fun of you, mocks you, or embarrasses you, or even makes a low comment about you, just ignore it and act as if you didn't hear what they said. Also, act like you do not care what the negative thing they said about you. I'm hoping that step 12 is, now, quick, get out of that room and just fucking break down crying. Just absolutely lose it.
Okay.
And get it all out, and then go back in the living room, and it's time to act strong again.
Act strong once more.
Now, I would argue, WikiHow, I'm sorry, that's act resilient, right? Which, don't get me wrong, is a good thing as well. But I would posit this. If you want to act strong and you have a cousin that belittles you, you're going to want to get maybe whoever the cool uncle is, or like the bad boy older cousin, or somebody like that, right? And you're going to get them in cahoots, right? And when they see you getting bullied by this cousin, they come over and they say, like, yeah, wimp or whatever. And then you turn around and you deck cooler cousin or, you know, whoever the big one is. And then they start crying and they're like, oh, you're so strong. I didn't know you were so strong. And then they run off crying. And then you turn to a cousin you're trying to make jealous. And you're like, do you want some now? Now, you will have to pay your plant about $150 American.
That's the going rate for one of these.
Right. But if you can establish dominance that way.
Right.
You don't have to do any of that other shit.
It goes on to like another series of tips, and the tips are how to develop common interests. If you realize they like to paint, why not take up painting too?
Now, this is ingratiating yourself.
If they notice that you've taken up their hobby and they say, you're a copycat, I can do it better, or something of the sort, don't react. Just say, well, you've been doing it for years and I just started. This is literally one of the steps. This is like they've like, damn, did we explain the take up painting but become better at painting thing enough? No, fuck. Let's get back
into
it.
It's already out there. It's getting clicks. We can't change it now.
But this is the next thing and this is the last tip and it's so fucking important. And I hope we should have put this first because there's probably people out there making their cousins mad jealous and they didn't hear this very important thing. It's the final thing. And that's remember, don't walk up to them and rub things in their faces. You just want to make them jealous, not make them hate you. That's so important.
That's so important.
That's also, so important.
I've never been jealous of someone who's trying to make me jealous, but I've definitely been jealous of people who are just flat out better than me. So just keep that in mind. You don't want to show your hand, right? Yeah. You want to make it seem like you care about your own self-development, and it has nothing to do with them. And that's the trickiest part. Because when that's you get trickiest. Fucking kick-ass at painting, and they're still like doing squiggles or whatever, you're going to want to make a big deal out of it. I totally get that.
But then they'll hate you.
But then they'll hate you. But jealousy and love go hand in hand, right?
Oh, hatred and jealousy and love and cousins.
I'm just saying, a competition is only fueled by like your desire to prove to them that you're better than them. So you care about what they think, right?
Yeah.
And this is going to spur you both on. Jealousy can be a powerful force. Look at Picasso and Da Vinci. Those two were always competing.
Yeah, at each other's fucking throats.
But they know what they did, but they know, you know what they did, though? They didn't take it over the top. They were jealous of each other. They never hated each other.
No, they and they only cousins. Kissed twice.
Yeah. Here's what's fucked up, gang. The Q&A segment, full of laughs. The questions are here, and they're plentiful. If you want to see these answers... These staff researched answers is what they're calling them. You have to pay US dollars, American money.
Well, that's a bit okay for us. No one should do that, but for us, that is a business investment.
That's true. We can claim that.
It is name your own price. It is name your own price.
Well, that's a mistake.
That price starts at $1, which I don't know that looking at what internet people say how to make cousins jealous is worth that much money. I don't know if we could talk to our financial experts and say, oh, gang, it looks like you wrote off $1 on WikiHow. So we are going to be audited terribly for this. Hey, guys, my cousin is rude and disrespectful. I told my mom, but she won't address the problem. What do I do? I don't fucking know.
Your mom likes your cousin better.
I guess so.
Here's another question. My wife and I used to participate in a trivia night at a nearby dive bar.
Missed that.
Shitty beer. Bathrooms with no doors on the stalls. Ugh.
Trivia team names?
I don't remember.
The one that Dwight and me and Sid and everybody used to do was the Robert C. Byrd Institute for Trivia.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
Anyway, with trivia night, prizes for winning rounds varied from gift cards to food and drink. We won a round and the host of the game came by with our prize, which was a small scrap of paper that said 6 shots of Fireball. He said we could redeem it at the bar. Neither of us were interested in shots that night, but figured we'd come back later with friends. However, due to a global pandemic, we have not been able to return to the bar in almost a year. It is now reopened. I'd like to claim our prize. How do I convince the bartender that I did not write 6 shots of Fireball on a scrap of paper? I still plan on going and paying for food drinks, but I would also like my free spicy drink. And that's from Does This Count as Money in Des Moines? And this is a good question.
I think right
now we're talking.
Right off the bat, there's going to be some credibility because if you were going to scribble on a piece of paper 6 free shots of blank, right?
Fireball is not.
Never.
It would never. Fireball, right?
Unless you're our father who has, from what I understand, taken on quite a penchant for Fireball.
No, you're kidding me.
He makes a cocktail out of it and like diet, like Coke Zero or something like that.
Now, hold on.
Sorry, I'm dry retching. The podcast will resume soon.
Fireball does have a cinnamony thing. I can see that going with like a Coke, like with some grenadine, perhaps. I don't know.
I'm
trying to give
right
our father
to find
the benefit
out.
Of the doubt.
Yeah,
but.
I'm going to find out what this master mixologist was
it's
working
worth
with
noting,
in the kitchen.
Mac McElroy has not like drank.
No, ever.
I don't believe he started consuming alcohol on a even semi-regular basis until he was 63.
Not even then. He told me I visited that fool for Father's Day. You're welcome, Dad. Not that he listens, but we visited that fool for Father's Day, and he showed me a place outside his house, and he said, he told me and my children, right in front of my children, he says, girls, every morning, this is where Peeps comes out and does a crossword puzzle and drinks the juice.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
So retirement's going well, huh, Dad?
Not just the juice. It's an energy juice.
Energy juice. Fuck yeah.
Caffeinated energy juice.
And he said that with a straight face?
I just laid down on the ground and said, it's so fucking depressing because we have to share so much genetic material, but that's going to be me in 25 years. Just like, anyway, this is my juice spot. Let's sit to my crossies.
Every morning, I walk out the back door of my house, take six steps.
and I sit here and do a, well, for me, it'll be, you know, kind of a hover crossword.
Yeah.
A holographic, right. You know,
Sudoku, a three-dimensional letter cube.
With hollow, my hollow drink.
This is where I solve my tesseract.
Right.
Oh, man.
What is okay, the difference, so, though, between that and me having coffee and playing a little bit of video games every morning?
Oh, it's cool when you do.
There's not much.
You don't proudly announce it to my children.
That's true.
I love that guy. This is money, right? I mean,
yeah.
This is the thing. This is money. But it's not money anymore. It was money the night that you got it, but now it's not money. If you go back there, if it's Huntington, like, this is not the same bar anymore, first off. You're going to walk in and it'll be like stumblers, four or five. You're down several stumblers at this point.
Yeah.
And it's not the same bar. They do not have to honor that. That said, I feel like if you tell them this story, the vibes currently might be conducive to it
in your
working.
Favor, for sure.
Like, we all want that for ourselves. We want this to be a thing that happens.
Nature is
healing.
We want
it for you.
Nature is healing. Fixing itself.
You know what? Let me give you a two-word answer here. Act strong.
Act strong.
If you just walk right up there and you're like, so here's what happened, right? And you just deliver it like it is both a reasonable and totally justifiable thing, because it is. Listen,
it is.
You're not lying.
It is. It's the truth.
You won.
You have the truth on your side. Deliver it like it's the truth. Don't shrug. I want you to walk up and say, so here's what happened. Tell the story and say, I would like to, along with the rest of whatever I will consume this evening, claim my prize. Shots around, right? And make it seem like the most reasonable, straightforward thing you've ever done. Act strong.
Act strong, everybody.
Hey, big dog, let that big dog act strong. You know what I mean? Big dogs get their six shots of fireball. Get
big
that.
Big dog act strong.
Big dog act strong.
Hey, guys, big dog act strong.
Big dog act strong.
Just try it, and please, for the love of God, please follow up and let us know how it goes. Please.
If you get the six shots, I want you to take a picture on your phone and tweet it at MBMBAM and just with the caption, big dog act strong.
Yeah.
And then email and tell us how it went.
That too,
we can't audio what you just said, Travis. We can audio the other thing.
And then text our dad and let him know how you felt about the nice, smooth flavor of this sweet cinnamon whiskey. Let him know if it went down so smooth.
And it didn't. It's fireball.
It hurt and burned.
Let's go to the buddy zone.
Justin, are you feeling calm?
That's a frickin'. I mean, I'm acting strong.
Yeah.
I can act calm.
It's hard to act calm.
I did. I came straight from a great night's sleep last night into this recording. You know how I got it?
How?
Fucking listened to somebody tell me a story about a train trip.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's one of the things you can get on Calm.com. Calm's the app.
Oh.
Calm.com is where you go to get it. Calm.com/my brother specifically. But it's an app that just helps you relax or get some extra sleep. So if you need, like, 10 minutes to just like
be yourself.
Yeah.
For me.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You can do that. If you want to go to sleep with Matthew McConaughey telling you about the mysteries of the universe,
and
that option is available to you. They've got these sleep stories that I love. You know, I think they got, imagine this, that you want to go to sleep and what do you hear?
And welcome to my sleep story.
Yes, that's right. Killian Murphy is going to tell you about crossing Ireland by train.
Imagine
Murphy just like walking you through a train trip through Ireland. That's how you go to sleep. Of course you go to sleep. It's the best. I love Calm. It's a fantastic app. And for our listeners of our show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/mybrother. Go to calm.com/mybrother for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. It's not just the sleep stories. They got meditations. They got some nice sounds to help you unwind. It's just all a bunch of stuff to help you chill out. Just that's calm.com/mybrother.
And you know, Calm, if you want to get at us, we could do some sleep stories for you.
I would love to do a sleep story.
I would love to do a sleep story about like putting together a big sandwich. You know, it's just like, and then I toast the bread just a little, just a kiss.
Maybe you just could listen to, I mean, they got Idris Elba talking about the kingdom of the sky.
You know, now that you're all blissed out, there's that letter that you need to be sending.
Oh, no.
You know the one. The one just telling Dartmouth College, no thanks.
Nope.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Full ride to be your biggest brain. That's what it said here on the letter. But I said, no thanks. I'm going to Marshall University. Go hard. So that letter's not going to send itself. It's going to need a stamp in it and on it. And stamps.com is going to help you do that. It's summertime. Things are getting back to normal a little bit, still in the throes of a pandemic. But guess what? Stamps.com lets you skip trips to the post office and save on postage, which is really going to set your summer on the right path. It uses the same U.S. Postal and UPS shipping services, but you do it on your frickin' computer, and they let you print out official U.S. postage and shipping labels 24/7. You don't have to leave your desk or buy any fancy equipment. All you need is your computer and a standard printer. And they offer you deals that are so sweet, like 40% off USPS and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates.
I would like to posit a new slogan for Stamps. Never go to the post office again is very good. Stamps.com. Yeah. How about this? Stamps.com. Skip the trip from home you ship.
Skip the trip from home you ship. We'll work on that.
Uh-huh. It's pretty good though, huh?
It's coming at me a little Yoda-y. Yodo? Like Yoda from...
The trip you skip from home you ship.
Okay,
you only die once, Yoda.
That's my favorite Deep Space Nine character.
Sure, so stop wasting time going to the post office. Go to stamps.com instead. It's so much faster than going to the post office because it's computers. There's no risk. And with our promo code, my brother, all one word, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the Microsoft Clippy at the top. He's going to show you where the microphone is, which is what you really should click. And that's at the top of the homepage. You type in my brother. That's stamps.com, promo code my brother. Click on Clippy. He'll show you where the microphone is. Stamps.com, the trip you skip. Never go to the post office again. Flip it and script it.
Stamps.com.
Yeah, the trip you skip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Right. No need to roam. You ship from home.
That's actually fucking way better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except no one's ever described going to the post office as roaming.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Philip is out there roaming the countryside looking for stamps.
Ship your mail with a kick-ass scale.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
No need for a stamp store. Lady in the tramp store.
Okay.
Yeah, we've lost it completely.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
We're both doctors and...
Nope, just me.
Okay, well, Sydney's a doctor and I'm a medical enthusiast and we create Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine.
Every week, I dig through the annals of medical history to bring you the wildest, grossest, sometimes dumbest tales of ways we've tried to treat people throughout history.
And lately, we do a lot of modern fake medicine because everything's a disaster, but it's slightly less of a disaster every Friday right here on MaximumFun.org as we bring you Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. And remember,
don't drill a hole in your head.
From the depths of hell, you have unleashed me.
I'm so excited to hear this one, Squad. Can I just do it really quick? Because I did text Dad, hey, what was that cocktail you made with Fireball in it? And he responded, Cherry Coke Zero and Freeball. And then he texted Fireball. So he's already
he calls it the free ball.
Yeah. He's a couple free balls deep at this point.
Yeah. I actually have like kind of a survey of stuff.
Good.
Just like a lot of people have been sending them in. I haven't done one in a long time. So I just wanted to mention because Munch Squad is renewed for another season.
Oh, nice. Really congrats.
Yeah, we got brought back. So thanks to Ryan and Matt for submitting some of these. And so just real quick, just some quick ones. All right.
Okay.
Number one. And I saw this on one of my main sites for news, and I was first like, how dare you? Okay, so this is a story. Papa John's San Antonio provides teacher appreciation pizza party. Hey, you released a news story about how you did a pizza party? You're Papa John's.
That's pretty cool.
They donated pizzas, ending the school year on a high note for two deserving schools in Edgewood ISD. Winston Elementary School and E.T. Wren Middle School. Donations were made in the form of pizza parties. And this is the reason I'm bringing this to you. Because you're right, Griffin. The more I thought about it, I was like, you know, I think it's kind of wild to toot your own pizza horn. But this is why corporations do charity, right? They want the attention, and are giving it to them, and the cycle is complete.
I don't know. It's kind of a cynical way of looking at it.
Some kids get a free pizza, the wheel keeps on spinning. But here's the part where I had to stop for a second. Donations were made in the form of pizza parties and a visit from Mr. Slice, the franchise mascot.
Oh.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wow.
Can we all...
Did we just...
Sorry, did you say the Papa John's mascot?
No, Justin,
Mr. Slice?
I would actually say it's even wilder than that. This is a specific franchise in San Antonio that said, hey, do you know how Papa John's doesn't have a mascot? Fuck that.
No, Travis.
We do.
No, Travis. No, actually, it says the franchise mascot. It's the mascot of Papa John's, Mr. Slice.
Okay, I would argue saying the franchise means that location.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm here to tell you that there is a mascot of Papa John's Pizza.
Get the fuck out.
And his name is Mr. Slice.
I gotta look this up. What's he look like?
His name is Mr. No, you don't need to look it up. I'm here. Just shut
he's
the fuck up.
He's showing you. He's telling you.
I'm telling you. I'm painting you a picture. His name is Mr. Slice. He is.
His name is Mr. Slice. His name is Mr. Slice.
He's shaped like a giant piece of pizza.
Yeah.
And it looks a little like, because it's impossible to make a good triangle costume. He looks a little deflated. His name is Mr. Slice. And I will say it is kind of hilarious that they said part of our donation is a visit from Mr. Slice, the franchise mascot. So if I search Mr. Slice Papa John's, the first result is a tweet from 2017 where Papa John's is talking about a Spotify playlist that Mr. Slice put together.
Okay.
That's the top result. The one right after that is a Papa John's Mr. Slice costume for sale on eBay.
Okay.
This is your storied character. This is your franchise mascot, Mr. Slice.
Huh.
Here's what's sus to me. Papa John resigned in summer 2018. So it feels like maybe a year before, Papa John's was like, Papa John Shatner ain't long for this world. We got to get someone new in here. Fresh blood, fresh meat, fresh sauce.
Travis, you've just sent us a link to a video of someone dressed as Mr. Slice making dough.
Uh-huh.
Slapping dough, actually, as the video describes it.
Well, wait, this video was posted on my birthday 2010.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, so here's what I need you to do. Well, you have to move on to other stories, but please tweet at Papa John's and Shaq and ask him where the fuck Mr. Slice is. I want to see these brands. Don't say fuck, because the brands won't engage with you if you use profanity.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But let's
we talked about that on Jeffy's
into
place.
Talking about Mr. Slice, because where's Mr. Slice?
Now, where are they hiding him?
I just one last thing that I will say to you, looking at all the pictures I can find of this costume, you would think a very large brand would figure out how to structure a mascot costume so that it doesn't look like a melting rocket pot.
No, this is what I'm saying. It's a bad costume, and I see why they killed him. But please bring him back. We all deserve it. It's been a tough quarantine for everybody.
It doesn't seem like he's dead. It just seems like he's on the run, hiding in San Antonio.
Yeah. Real quick, just wanted to, this isn't a joke. I have nothing to read about it. I just feel like it's really important that we're all united in trying to keep tabs on Kraft Heinz Canada.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Because everybody knows that they have been getting Buck Wild constantly, just constant Buck Wild attitudes. And I do want to say that this week they decided to churn out 6 different flavor boosts for KD, which is, of course, Kraft Dinner.
Uh-huh.
They got 6 different flavor boosts for you to just sort of enjoy. And let's talk about them. First off, when they tweet about these, they have to do the tweet in English and in French, which
cool
is nice. I wish everybody had the multiple languages for everybody to enjoy this great news that they're doing some KD flavor boosts. First up is, the thing is, you make the KD. It's mac and cheese, by the way. Kraft Dinner.
Oh! Yeah.
You make the KD, and then you put in a flavor boost, like buffalo wings. Okay. We see that coming, don't we?
That's a good one, though.
Jalapeno.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Spicy KD.
Fun.
Love that.
I want a KD that hurts.
Get this one. Poutine.
Ooh!
Okay. It makes sense for me.
Yeah. And then we got ghost pepper.
Ooh, oh, that's boy. It feels a little...
That's our third spicy one. Yeah. I think they're saying it should be spicy.
But why did... So. Okay, I said I want a KD that hurts, but not KD that kills.
Yeah, it's a painful, brutal KD. Next one, and this one, I can't stop thinking about butter chicken.
Oh,
butter chicken
fuck
KD.
Fuck yes.
Hell yes. Are you kidding
me? These are good boosts, Justin. The
That's
sixth,
a good boost,
if this,
right?
If the sixth one isn't wild, this is one of those rare munch squads where I'm like, yeah, you get it, Kraft.
Yeah, well, it's cotton candy.
Huh. From downtown.
Guys, you all, Kraft Heinz Canada can't fucking help themselves.
No.
They get so close to greatness, to immortality, and then it's just snatched away from them by something like KD.
Doesn't that feel like someone announced 6, and then they were like, we said 5. No, we said 5. Oh, fuck.
We said fuck. Oh, shit.
And there's no shame. Listen to this. Notre nouveau flavor boost, bébé, à papa transforme votre candy in sucré. All right, never mind. Let me try the English. Our new cotton candy flavor boost will turn your KD pink and sweet. Just make KD, stirring the flavor boost, and you got yourself dessert KD for your supper KD.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Can I just say right now, if I handed BB and Dot some fucking cotton candy KD, they'd lose it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. I think I can. Everybody, this is really important. Everybody needs to calm down, please. I think I can get them to send this KD to my house. Hold on. All right, everybody. I don't want anybody to panic, but I'm very close. I've added it to my checkout thing.
Okay.
It's letting me input my address.
You are setting such a dangerous precedent.
Why? Sorry, say again?
You're setting such a dangerous precedent.
You're ordering it right now, aren't you?
I'm trying to, Travis, if somebody would stop distracting me.
While Justin is ordering that, I just want everyone to know, because I saw some people tweeting about it and emailing about it. Snopes disproved Mayorio. Heinz Mayorio is not real.
No, of course not.
It got disproven by Snopes.
Wait, what? What are
you
talking about?
There was a viral thing about Heinz releasing a combination sauce that was a combination of mayonnaise and Oreo, and it was not real.
Of course that's
real. Guys, I have terrible news.
No, juice.
Shipping not available for the selected address.
Garbage.
Do you know anyone in Canada that you could order?
No.
Shit.
Wait, maybe stop podcasting yourself?
Call the Stop Podcasting Yourself.
I don't have their phone numbers.
Call Stop Podcasting Yourself HQ to say, we need you guys to become old-timey rum runners.
Yeah.
But for sweet cheese.
We'll meet you in Chicago.
Last one real quick. You guys ever go to Baskin Robbins?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, well,
they got a lot of flavors.
Get ready to slime your summer.
What?
At BR. With the warm weather rolling in and summer on the horizon, Baskin Robbins, don't you love fucking every one of these we've ever done for ice cream? They always have to be like, getting pretty warm outside. When the scoop be good?
As if to remind you.
Mid-February, these guys are like, you know, it'll be warm before you know it. When the scoop be good?
Our cold stuff feels good on hot days.
Hey, it's June. You know what that means? Scoop would be pretty good.
Now what? With now, the if they wanted to get wild, hot ice cream for cold days.
Hot ice cream for cold days. Thank you. With the warm weather rolling in, summer on the horizon, Baskin Robbins is upping the ante on fun this June with a new sour berry slime topping.
Ooh.
And a new flavor of the month, summertime lime.
Mm.
Sour berry slime is a bright green topping that adds a refreshingly sweet and slightly sour flavor. Ooh. To any scoop or shake. Guests can slime their Baskin Robbins scoop or shake for 99 cents or take home their own bottle of sour berry slime home for $6.99. $6.99 sour berry slime. $6.99 sour berry slime on my summertime lime? Sounds pretty fine.
This is
a playful. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, shut up.
A playful pair with sour berry slime. The June flavor of the month is a lively citrus scoop that's just begging to be slime.
Oh, God.
God
oh,
almighty.
No. When you say it like that,
take another pass, Baskin Robbins. You didn't get it.
That sounds like something you would say to get kicked off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Baskin Robbins is bringing out the kid in all of us.
Jesus.
This summer. With the introduction of delicious and edible sour berry slime.
I hope
delicious
it's edible.
Delicious and inedible.
Wouldn't that be
candles?
Yeah, put it all over. Don't eat it.
How does it taste? Delicious. We're excited to offer this unexpected and refreshing treat to help everyone get their slime on. This
terrible.
Man, you go down to fucking Key West, those kids will get their slime on this summer, no question.
For sure.
Absolutely. Spring break. Take a break with your... God, this is bad. Okay. Take a break from your everyday routine with an exciting and satisfyingly gooey new way to experience slime like never before.
I should hope so.
Hey, Derek, can we talk? I'm just reading the press release you're releasing. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
He's not, because the next thing he writes is sour berry slime brings Baskin Robbins summertime lime and other go-tos like rainbow sherbet and wild and reckless sherbet to the next level. Whether swirled into a shake or cascaded over a scoop, there's no way to go wrong when you slime your summer.
Jeez.
It's just begging to be slimed!
We've all had our dad yell at us so loud about eating our gack that he blacked out. Well, now you don't need that anymore. Baskin Robbins got you with our extremely edible slime. You won't die from eating
it. This is edible and delicious, finally.
What's it taste like? Doesn't matter. You can eat it and you won't die. We've finally unlocked it. The code for slime.
They say new summertime lime swirls a tangy lemon lime... New summertime lime swirls a tangy lemon lime slime ribbon into a bright green and white citrus ice cream to combine the best tart and candied flavors of summer.
Uh-huh. Shit, this is a good press release.
It's very
Why do we keep letting old pervy Derek write the press releases? His rhymes are outstanding. I don't know what to tell you. He's amazing at words.
Summertime rhymes. Yeah. Hey, should I call the media contact here and ask him why it's so horny? Hey, why so horny on this?
Listen, Twitter? Justin, nature is healing.
Nature is healing.
It's extremely
equilibrium.
Horny.
Edible slime.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic. Hey, folks, thank you so much for listening to our podcast, My Brother, Me. We hope you have enjoyed yourself. As we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, if you want to watch that live show that we did, it's still just as much fun. If you're watching it on a delay, it's bit.ly/MBMBAM virtual. It was one of the wildest things that's ever happened to me in my entire life that you will not believe the dramatic finale.
Yeah.
The twist ending.
It's not a joke. You should check it out. It's well worth your $10.
I also want to say, so I do some streaming on Twitch, mostly Tuesday mornings, Wednesday evenings, Thursday mornings. Currently, I'm trying to beat Resident Evil Village for the fourth time on Book of Shadows version so I can get all those Chivas.
I love the fact that we can mention a game to Travis and he's like, I don't know. I haven't checked it out. I haven't checked that franchise out for quite a few
of them, and then like flash forward to a week later, and Travis is like in the game.
Yeah.
He's like trapped in the game, like Nick Arcade.
Yeah, it's like that one episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark where he gets trapped in the pinball machine. It's twitch.tv/TheTravisMcElroy. And speaking of video games, you guys got to check out Besties. It's one of my favorite podcasts. I listen to it every week. I do not miss an episode. They just did, those four wild guys over there just did the best Resident Evil game in like a stand up competition. Also, check out The Empty Bowl. It's a meditative serial podcast that Justin does. And check out Schmanners that my wife and I do. It's very cute, I think. And way more over at McElroyShows.com.
We also are starting a new season of The Adventure Zone in proper. We did like a 5-episode prologue series. And we're about to start as undersea fantasy submarine adventure.
If you've heard about The Adventure Zone but didn't know where to start, this is a time.
So come get wet. We got some merch over at McElroyMerch.com. Make sure you hurry over there if you want to get our I Also Want a Sword pin of the month. That will be gone at the end of June. The proceeds for that benefit the Trevor Project. And we also have the Hear That Babe, We're Legends shirt. Portion of the proceeds of that also go to the Trevor Project. And we got a Taz Crystal Kingdom special event coming up, live and virtual on July 13th. To celebrate the release of the new graphic novel, just go to bit.ly/TazGNLive2021 for more info. We're going to have some special guests doing some readings, some special things there. It's going to be very exciting. And we have an event-exclusive signed book plate available from our partner bookstores. More info can be found at the bit.ly link. One more time, that's bit.ly/TazGNLive2021. And if you want to pre-order that comic book, which comes out July 13th, running out of time, theadventurezonecomic.com.
Also, we're all on TikTok. Mine's mainly about crypto.
Yep.
You'll never find all of us.
No, not in a million years.
Good
thanks
luck.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. That track, there's plans. There's gears.
Gears are turning.
That's the gears, and they're turning, and they're inside the clock, and the clock's counting down.
Griffin, do you have a final Yahoo for us to enjoy?
Yeah, this final Yahoo. Good. Yeah, this final Yahoo. Hold on.
A real one this time, right?
Yeah, hold on. I accidentally closed the tab, so I have to reopen it real quick. Beep, 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 beep. That was my browser. So this one was sent in by Cramp.
Mm-hmm. Sure, was that Cramp?
This one was sent in by...
I think there's an F in there.
This one was sent in by Cramp.
Cramp.
Yeah,
thank you. Oh, that makes much more sense.
And it's asked,
much more believable.
And it's Scandinavian.
Oh, man, an anonymous Yahoo Answers user. That's weird. Haven't seen one of those in a while. I'll call him Rody.
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta asks, hey. Ray Liotta asks, hey, everyone. Goodfellas is a pretty badass flick, huh? You can trust me, Ray Liotta, the real one. Take it from me, the real Ray Liotta. Goodfellas is a pretty badass flick, huh?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I think his name's Ray Liotta.
No, this is Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. It's an alien. So you don't guess that it's him.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
There's no fucking way. I thought for sure you were doing a duck. You didn't think his name was Ray Liotta. That's impossible. It's impossible.
No.
You can't have thought his name was Ray Liotta.
And kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Hey, you kept listening past the credits. That's fantastic. Listen, P.O. Box 54, Huntington, West Virginia 25706. If you're in Canada, I need you to get as much of that fucking cheese as you can. Just ruin my box. Ruin my box with KD, okay?
Hey, ruin my box with KD. Get all that weird KD and ruin my box.